Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know that there is more than one type of boredom? You've probably experienced it for yourself, but didn't even take the time to reflect on the differences between each in your own system. Well, today I'm going to give you some information that will help you figure out what type of boredom you have and what you can do about it. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Boredom is generally defined as an unpleasant state of wanting to be engaged in something but being unable to do so. It is characterized by feelings of dissatisfaction, restlessness, and disinterest. Boredom can be caused by a variety of factors, including monotonous tasks, lack of interest in the available activities, or an individual's difficulty in engaging with the environment due to internal or external barriers. It can also arise from a mismatch between an individual's needs for stimulation and the opportunities available to meet those needs. Individual differences play a significant role in how people experience boredom. These differences can determine not only how often and intensely someone feels bored, but also how they respond to boredom. Key individual differences related to boredom include personality traits. Certain personality traits, such as high neuroticism, low openness to experience, and low conscientiousness, have been linked to a higher propensity for boredom. People with high extroversion may also experience boredom more intensely because they have a higher need for stimulation and social interaction. Sensation seeking. Individuals with high sensation-seeking tendencies who require more novelty and excitement are more likely to experience boredom in situations that lack novelty, challenge, or stimulation. They are constantly in search of new experiences to satisfy their higher threshold for arousal. Attentional capacities. People with lower attentional capacities or difficulties in sustaining attention may be more prone to boredom as they struggle to remain engaged in tasks that require prolonged focus. This can also relate to conditions like ADHD, where boredom can arise quickly due to difficulties with attention regulation. Self-control and motivation. Individuals with higher levels of self-control and intrinsic motivation are less likely to experience boredom, as they can more easily engage in activities and pursue goals that are meaningful to them. Conversely, those with lower self-control may struggle to engage in tasks, especially if they do not offer immediate rewards. Attitude toward novelty and routine. People who have a positive attitude toward novelty and change are less likely to experience boredom, as they see opportunities for learning and exploration in new situations. Those who prefer routine and predictability might experience more boredom when their routines are disrupted or when faced with unfamiliar tasks. Tolerance for monotony. Individual differences in tolerance for monotony significantly affect susceptibility to boredom. Some people can engage in repetitive tasks without feeling bored, finding satisfaction in mastery or the meditative aspects of routine, while others quickly seek variety and change. Mindfulness and present moment awareness. Individuals who practice mindfulness and have a higher degree of present moment awareness tend to experience less boredom. This is because they are better able to find interest and engagement in the current moment, regardless of the situation. Cognitive style. Differences in cognitive style, such as a preference for abstract versus concrete thinking, can influence how easily a person gets bored. Those who can engage in abstract thinking may be better at entertaining themselves with their thoughts, thereby reducing feelings of boredom. Life experiences and cultural background. Personal life experiences and cultural background can also influence how individuals perceive and deal with boredom. For example, cultural attitudes towards leisure and work can shape how people experience downtime. Understanding these individual differences is crucial for developing strategies to manage boredom effectively, both in personal and professional contexts. Tailoring activities, tasks, and environments to match individual preferences and capacities can help minimize boredom and its potential negative effects. The impact of boredom can range from minor irritations to more significant effects on mental and physical health. Boredom has been linked to increased risk-taking behavior, substance abuse, anxiety, depression, and even poor job performance or academic achievement. However, it can also serve as a motivational force, encouraging individuals to seek new experiences, learn new skills, or engage in creative thinking.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now we're going to define five distinct types of boredom. 1. Indifferent boredom. Indifferent boredom is characterized by a relaxed, almost indifferent state where the individual feels disconnected from their environment, but not in a negative way. It's akin to daydreaming or mind wandering, where you're not fully engaged with the task at hand or the environment around you, but you're also not distressed. This type of boredom can be beneficial, as it allows for a mental break and can lead to creativity and problem solving. Experiencing indifferent boredom might seem detached or aloof, but internally, they might be processing information in a more relaxed, creative way. For example, imagine sitting in a waiting room with nothing to do. You feel disengaged and uninterested in your surroundings, but you're not particularly distressed by the state. You might stare out the window or mindlessly flip through a magazine without really absorbing the content. 2, calibrating boredom. Calibrating boredom is marked by a sense of uncertainty and a lack of focus on the present moment. Individuals experiencing this type of boredom might not know what they want to do, leading them to seek out new stimuli or experiences without a clear goal in mind. This restlessness can be a catalyst for exploration and discovery, as it pushes individuals to step out of their comfort zones and try new things. However, without direction, this type of boredom can also lead to feelings of frustration or aimlessness. For example, you're attending a lecture that doesn't capture your interest. Your mind starts to wander, and you think about what you might do later in the day, although you're not actively planning anything specific. You're aware you're bored, but don't feel strongly enough to actively seek out something more stimulating at the moment. 3, searching boredom. Searching boredom is a more active form of boredom where individuals feel a compelling urge to change their situation. They are not just aimlessly looking for new stimuli. They are actively searching for something specific that will alleviate their boredom. This type of boredom can lead to constructive behavior, such as taking up new hobbies, learning new skills, or engaging in social activities. It highlights boredom's potential as a motivator for personal growth and self-improvement. However, if the search for stimulation becomes too frantic, or if satisfactory activities are not found, it can lead to anxiety and stress. For example, during a slow day at work, you find yourself restlessly browsing the internet, looking for something, anything, to capture your attention and break the monotony. You might jump from reading news articles to checking social media, demonstrating a clear desire to find an engaging activity. Number 4, reactant boredom. Reactant boredom is characterized by a strong desire to escape the boring situation and a significant level of agitation and irritability. Individuals experiencing reactant boredom are highly motivated to leave their current environment or activity in search of something more engaging. This type of boredom is often associated with negative outcomes, such as impulsive decisions, risky behavior, or aggression. The intense desire to change one's circumstances can lead to a disregard for potential consequences, making it crucial to manage this type of boredom constructively. For example, stuck in a long, unproductive meeting, you feel a strong urge to get up and leave. You're frustrated by the lack of progress and feel a compelling need to do something more worthwhile. The thought of escaping to work on a more engaging project is highly appealing, and you might even feel annoyed with the organizers or participants of the meeting. 5. Apathetic boredom is perhaps the most troubling, as it shares characteristics with depression. It is characterized by feelings of helplessness and a lack of interest in life's activities. Individuals experiencing apathetic boredom might feel stuck in their situation with little hope for change or improvement. This type of boredom requires attention because it can significantly impact mental health and well-being. Finding ways to re-engage with one's environment through therapy or mindfulness practices can be crucial in overcoming apathetic boredom. For example, you're at home with a free day ahead of you, but nothing seems appealing. This lack of interest is accompanied by feelings of low energy and a sense of helplessness about finding something fulfilling to do. This state might lead you to just lie on the couch, not out of relaxation, but because nothing feels worth the effort. Understanding the nuances of these 5 types of boredom is crucial for recognizing boredom's role in our lives. Far from being a solely negative emotion, boredom can signal the need for change, push us towards new experiences, or provide a necessary pause for rest and creativity. However, it can also lead to feelings of frustration, aimlessness, or even depression if not addressed constructively. Recognizing the type of boredom we are experiencing can help us find more effective ways to cope with it, ultimately leading to a more engaged and fulfilling life. Whether it prompts us to find new hobbies, explore new places, or simply take a moment to daydream, boredom holds the potential to catalyze personal growth and change. Did you know there are different types of boredom before today? Let me know. You can contact me via Instagram at KindMindPsych or via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Are you tired of the constant battle with anxiety and panic? I've got a podcast that I think you'll love. It's called The Anxiety Coaches Podcast, where the host, Gina, gives you your weekly dose of tranquility and inspiration. Two new episodes drop weekly, packed with practical tips and lifestyle changes to help you calm that racing heart and bring peace back into your life. So, if you're ready to bid farewell to sleepless nights and constant worry, tune into the Anxiety Coaches Podcast and embark on a journey towards lasting calmness and a life free from anxiety's grip. Remember, it's not just a podcast, it's a lifeline. Join Gina on the Anxiety Coaches Podcast and let her soothing words be the balm your nervous system needs. Listen in and start your path to healing today. TheAnxietyCoachesPodcast.com, because healing begins the first time you listen.